We're talking with Renee Taylor, who's bringing her one-woman show to Shea Smith Theater.
It's called My Life on a Diet, and I remember my life just by what I was eating and what everybody else was eating. And all the famous people that I met, from Joan Crawford to Grace Kelly to Marilyn Monroe, I always asked them what they eat, and I thought, well, if I eat like them, I'll look like them.
How'd that work out for you?
Not too good. But that was my obsession. If I ate like Marilyn Monroe, I would have skin like hers. And I met her in the ladies' room, and I asked her what she ate, and she told me that she ate grapes, black, green, red, some of them frozen. And so then she told me she Vaseline'd her body and took a hot bath to get her skin like that. So I did everything that she did. But when I would take a bath, I would just slide out of the tub. So that's been my life. I show movies of, you know, that I did with different people that I met. And with my husband, Joe Bologna, and I talk about our love story. And he co-wrote it with me, and he's also the director. And at the end of the show, everybody wants to meet him. So he comes out and talks a little bit to the audience. And then I understand we're going to have Q&A in Buffalo.
Well, yeah, it's a tradition at the Smith Theater that it's a pretty small venue, and folks like to ask questions and get involved.
Oh, well, I love when people ask me questions. I really do, because I'm interested. I like meeting people. And after the show, people usually come and take pictures with me and tell me about their diets, too. And it's really interesting.
Well, since you mentioned the iconic actress Marilyn Monroe, I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I gather she was very nice. True?
She was really very nice to me. I was in acting class with her, Lee Strasberg's, and it was a joy to watch her work. And she was so insecure, even though she was a big star at the time. I met her in the ladies' room because she was so nervous. She was putting calamine lotion on her face.
Why?
She would break out in a rash. She was
so
frightened. And she was such a big success already. And so it was really very touching to see how nervous she was. But she was very friendly and very wanting to have a friend. As a matter of fact, she called a friend of mine when she was in class to ask him to do a scene with her. And she had just been a Gentleman Prefer Blondes, and she identified herself. She said, "Hello, Phil, this is Marilyn." You know, Marilyn from class. Yeah, that's how she identified herself. She loved being in class.
I want to talk about Lee Strasberg in just a minute, but I have always had a question about Marilyn Monroe. Of course, in the day, she was the epitome of beauty, but if you took her body shape and put it up against modern stars, she would look a little chunky. So how has that changed over the years, the ideal body shape? And do you think it's gone a little too far?
I think it's really ridiculous. Really ridiculous how anorexic, you know, fatless. I call fatless women. Look, they don't look real. And I'd rather look like a real person.
Getting back to Lee Strasberg, can you talk about the famous method acting that he taught? And what did you pick up from Lee Strasberg?
Well, you know, I talk about it in the show, and he criticized me very severely. And at first I said, oh, this guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And then I said to myself, how could he know so much about Jimmy Dean and Marlon Brando, Steve McQueen, and so little about me? And then I realized that it was me that wasn't really receiving what he had to offer me. And so I stayed in his class for 8 years.
8 years?
Till he finally told me to go get a job.
So you graduated.
Yeah. He said, why don't you get a job? He finally recommended me to somebody to act in a play, which was really a great thrill that he would recommend me.
Lee Strasberg taught this method acting in which you totally get into the character. But that, I have heard, doesn't work well with comedy. I don't know. Is that true? Or can you compare and contrast comedic acting, what you do with the Lee Strasberg method? How does that help you?
It helps you, first of all, in Stanislavski, how long do we have?
As long as you want.
Okay. In Stanislavski, the most important thing is in Richard Boleslavski, too, is the state of total relaxation. Every limb of your body has to be relaxed. It's called being private in public. This is what I thought when I saw John Gielgud on stage. He could take a bath on stage. You could be private in public, and you really thought he was alone and like you were in on something, seeing somebody that you shouldn't have seen. You know how actors just become the character. This is something I should do one night after the show, talk to people about comedy, because it's not in the show. But first you have to be in a state of total relaxation, and then total concentration. You have to concentrate on an object. For instance, you could work on concentrating on a pain, say a pain in your arm, and recreate that so that becomes your total focus, and you lose your consciousness. And then there's the rhythm of the character, too. You just totally lose yourself in it. And then you're not literal with the lines. The lines come out of what you're doing. What's the most important quality that you need in comedy?
So what's the most important quality you need in comedy?
Timing. So you're free. And you reach a state of freedom.
You're famous for your role as Fran Drescher's overbearing mother on The Nanny.
Uh-huh.
And TV filming might be a little different from movie filming. But I've seen movie sets. Man, they move at the slow pace of a glacier. So they got to set up the lights. So how do you get that comedic timing when you're making a movie or a TV show when it's rehearsed?
The thing is to find it spontaneously for the first time, each time. I remember, you know, when my husband and I were doing some of our plays, It Had to Be You, and If You Ever Leave Me, I'm Going With You. And Joe said, how are we going to do this play for a year on Broadway? You know, I said, because we'll make it fresh every night. And I would come on stage, and It Had to Be You, and I'd think, where am I going to fall in love with him tonight? Because every night I would fall in love with him in a different place. Although my husband is very easily to fall in love with. The moment I saw him, I fell in love with him, and I talk about that in the play. The moment I looked in his eyes, I said, this is the man I'm going to marry. Later he told me that he thought, this woman is looking at me funny.
So that wasn't method acting. That was for real.
Well, that is part of method acting, too. It's like, it's all the first time everything is happening. You're not repeating things. And so all Stanislavski did was write down what he thought great actors were doing when they were being great. He'd say, well, they're very relaxed. They're very concentrated. They're very unselfconscious. Their ego is out of the way. They're in the moment. They're one moment to the next moment. They're not anticipating. And that's how method acting was born. And comedy is more that you just make the stakes higher in comedy than tragedy, actually. You know, when you're playing a dope addict in Long Day's Journey into Night, you can take more time with it. But if you're playing in a comedy, it's more intensive.
So we need some diet tips. Now, Marilyn Monroe told you to eat grapes, all the colors of grapes, red, green, black, whatever.
And Grace Kelly told me, when I met her, I said, how did you get to be so thin? She was so thin. And she gave me the yoga diet. And it was just variations of yogurt, literally. This was before yogurt was even popular, so it was strange to me. And when she got married, I sent her to the prince in Monaco. Mm-hmm. I sent her a home yogurt machine.
Right, right. I had one of those.
Do you?
The four little, it was electric, and it would warm the milk and turn it into yogurt.
It was like a big deal. And I sent it to her, and she sent me back, I have a note from the palace. And she said, if you're ever in the neighborhood, drop by.
And have some yogurt.
And have some yogurt in Monaco if I'm ever in the neighborhood.
Well, did you ever get to the neighborhood?
No, not yet.
Now, what about Joan Crawford? Of course, she always appears a little scary in movies, but what was she like in person?
You know, we went backstage. When I met her, I couldn't even speak. But my mother, who was an avid movie magazine reader, she knew everything about Joan Crawford. And we went backstage, and my mother said, everybody called her Miss Crawford, and my mother said, Joan Frieda, I heard all about you from Sylvia Hollywood in Photoplay magazine, and I hear that you just eat raisin bread in the MGM commissary, and you pluck out the raisins, and you eat them one at a time. But she says, but Joan, you have got to eat whole wheat bread to keep you constipation free. That's what my mother said to Joan Crawford.
Mothers, you got to love them. So how did the rest of that conversation go?
Well, I thought we were going to be thrown out of her dressing room, but Joan said, how did you know that I have that problem? And my mother said, it's a gift.
So great advice from Renee Taylor. She's coming to Buffalo to Shea Smith Theater. That's on Main Street. Tickets are on sale right now for My Life on a Diet. It runs from November 6th through November 16th. And you can be up close and personal with Renee Taylor as she revisits every weight she's ever been, from size 4 to size 18 and back again. And along the way, there'll be reminiscences of all of the great film legends and TV stars that she has worked with. Renee Taylor, thank you so much for talking.
Thank you, Peter. I really have enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Come backstage and let me meet you in person.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.